This podcast is sponsored by Kamal Empire Community and Public Relations. If God gave you the idea to start a business or pursue your dreams as a creative or an entrepreneur, this is your sign. Hi, my name is Orkia Kamal, and I'm the CEO and founder of Kamal Empire Community and Public Relations, a company created to assist creatives and entrepreneurs with branding, marketing strategies, as well as graphic design and social media managing. You can book your first free consultation with us on Facebook at Orkia Kamal or on Instagram at Kamal Empire CPR. Don't worry, at Kamal Empire, it gets easier. Are you ready to take flight? Allow Kamal Empire to spread your divine light. Fly high, spirits. I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Let go.
Access granted.
Yeah. Well, I got DJ Mike in the building right now. Okay. Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here. Hey! I'm still here. Oh. I'm still here. MB and Rocco, we right here. I ain't playing.
Yeah.
I ain't playing.
But they wanted me dead, yeah. Put money on her head, okay. Yeah. That's what my brother had said. That man ain't no killer, nah. Yeah, he was just scared, mm-hmm. Yeah. He know he was born to be led, okay. Yeah. And I was born to be a dread, They say I had pops, but all of them fled. Hit the gas hard cause they lights turning red. They eat, but they not getting fed. Cause of the hate, it's hard to break bread, yeah. Grand Rising. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or whatever time you are listening to this, spirits and Abarigani, my beautiful spirited butterflies. For those of you who do not know, Abarigani is Swahili for what's the news. And I will tell you the news, but before I do, I want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all of my old and new listeners around the globe. Honestly, because I couldn't do it without you. You literally could be anywhere in the world, but you are here with your girl, so I appreciate you for that. Yes. Now, welcome to the show. Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Miss Kiki Kamal, and this is my First Amendment podcast. This is the segment where I like to call my inauguration, where I rant and rave for no more than 20 minutes, but I know last episode it was definitely more than 20 minutes, going over topics like Black entertainment news. I like to call it my Ben. Business tips, birthdays, and my weekly overview. However, we're doing something a little different, and I'll let you know that in a second, but moving on. Okay, so last episode, Spirits, on the episode that I put it out, you feel me? It was National Daughter Day. Now, I did not know that, so I wasn't able to participate, okay? But now I'm all up on my, like, national stuff, okay? Don't hate on me. And, yeah, I'm ready to rock and roll. So, Spirits, today is Monday, October 9th, 2023. And according to nationaldaycalendar.com, because, you know, I'm starting to get real with y'all. I'm starting to get serious. I'm taking this seriously. But, yeah, according to that, today is October 9th, so it's considered National Pro-Life Cupcake. I mean, there's so many of them. There's like National Moldy Cheese, National Online Banking, but I'm just pointing out the one that I like the most. So I'm going to say National Pro-Life Cupcake. So I guess if you're all about pro-life and like having, you know, telling people to choose life over death, then go get a cupcake that represents pro-life. Okay. In addition to that, tomorrow is going to be, and like, again, these are so many nationals, but tomorrow is October 10th. And so it's going to be World Mental Health Day, considered National World Mental Health Day. So if you are dealing with some mental issues, good thing tomorrow, because it's also National Walk to a Park Day. So if you're dealing with some mental issues, health issues, you can also walk to the park, and maybe that'll clear it up and make you feel a little bit better. Okay, so Spirits, I want to tell you something. I have started to record my podcast interview, or not interviews, basically the inaugurations. Okay. So that is what, if you're hearing clicks and clacks in the background, that's what I'm doing right now, because my computers want to act real slow because I got a bunch of windows up and I don't care. Okay. All right. Moving on. You know, let's get into some black news. But you know what, Spirits, before I get into black news, we're about to get into it. And if you're new here, black news, I usually try to talk about something political, something about a celebrity, and something educational. But I don't know if we're going to do that today, because like I said, I got some really big news I'm about to share with you guys in a second. But not right now. So, a couple of things that I wanted to point out on this particular episode that I missed on the last episode is my artist page is now private. And I'll tell you more about that. I'm going to also tell you the difference between my podcast and other people's podcasts. More on that. And I'm also going to be talking more about how I'm not a poet in real life. And, yeah, I think that's it. I think those are the things that I wanted to mention, because, yeah, I think those are some of the things I wanted to mention. I went over, I don't know if you guys know anybody named Chris Krasakalakamore. He's on Instagram. I can't even look it up right now because I don't have my phone in front of me, but Chris, he does like these horoscopes or whatever. And so he basically, you know, break down every zodiac's horoscope. And so I was looking over mine, and basically for October, it was like, don't get pulled in by people that don't benefit you. Letting the past people go, like disengaging them, stopping the imposter syndrome. No more fears about self and anxiety. Watch what I say, like the words are powerful, but I already knew that. And a lot of the stuff I already knew as well, but now I'm starting to actually take heed to it, and I'm starting to like write it down again and like really actually apply it to my life. And so on and so forth. So I'm going to actually go into details about that, Spirits, because I have some news. I'm really excited to share this with you, but I want to keep on with the schedule too. So let's get into the ban. And I call it the Black Entertainment News. So now I can officially get rid of National Day calendar off my freaking screen, because it's slowing down my computer. All right. Okay, so Spirits, do y'all remember Kanika? Let's have a moment of silence really quick for Kanika. Kanika was that girl that went to that party in a hotel with friends back in 2017 and was later seen stumbling out of an elevator, on the hotel footage, on the cameras. She was like leaving out of the room and then was later found dead in the hotel freezer. Well, the family of Kanika, may she rest in peace, you know, went ahead and decided to sue the hotel. I think it's kind of funny that now all of a sudden that I'm trying to record the information that I received, now all of a sudden my computer wants to start slowing down. But basically the family of Kanika went ahead and sued the hotel. Oh, now it's back up and running, Spirits. mother of Chicago woman who died in hotel freezer reaches a settlement. And I'm about to share with you all what the settlement was. I should have wrote that part down, but I didn't think I was going to need to write it down because I thought it was going to be up and running. Like, seriously. Okay, so it says, Teresa Martin filed a $50 million lawsuit against Crown Plaza Hotel in Rosemont. Rosemont. Am I saying that right? Sometimes I just don't be knowing. I feel like my teeth always get in the way. Along with the security company in December 2018, her lawyer suggested that the defendant didn't properly secure the walk-in freezer or the surrounding area. The terms of the settlement were reached in August, but Martin's lawyers have requested the terms remain sealed from the public, according to Associated Press. So we all know that her body was found or whatever the case may be, but it's not, it says the cook. All right, so they just basically saying the same thing I'm saying. So they say they reached a settlement, which is $50 million. I don't know if she has won. I'm not seeing that information. But then also, it's not saying who took Kanika's life that night either. Kanika Jenkins' life that night either. So, I mean, moral to the story, in my eyes, I guess I'm not reading enough, but I also probably didn't do enough research because y'all know how I do. I'm gonna say the story has not been concluded. And also, if she did win $50 million, which I doubt, I don't know, but hopefully that helps with the loss of her daughter. You know, I would want to know who killed my daughter though, honestly, but hey, that's besides the point. No, that's not besides the point. I would want to know who killed my daughter. The fuck? The money is nice, but I would want to know who killed my daughter. Like, seriously. But I mean, like I said, if you can't get that information, then I guess, you know, being able to do a better memorial and funeral service and all that stuff is also nice too. So, you know, because it does cost a lot for funerals, so I've heard. So, some other news that has been popping up in the what I've been scrolling on Instagram, and I've been watching some other news as well. So more on Kanika Jenkins' spirits. I'm going to continue doing more research. I'm going to continue to try to be more aware of what's been going on too, like I told you before. But yeah, I want to talk about Simone Biles because they say that she is Simone Biles becomes the most decorated gymnast of all time. Biles won the individual all-round title at the World Championship on Friday. I'm assuming this was last Friday, October 7th. So congratulations to Simone. She netted her 21st gold at the World Gymnastic Championship in Antwerp, Belgium. I don't even know how to say that. Antwerp? Who cares? It's in Belgium. So there you go. This beautiful spirit has 34 championship medals. Congratulations. Real talk. And you know what? And this is the part where I should have my soundboard. As I was researching this spirit, some other information popped up that kind of caught my eye. And I was just kind of like stunned. I naturally am going to start trying to give you only two news reports, you know, because I don't want to overwhelm myself with all the research. But I will say, that as I was doing this little bit of research, and like I said, spirits, I get my research on BET News. Okay. As I was doing this research, I ran by something that said, Yolina Yo-Yo Lubrin, 31-year-old woman, was found hanging from a tree in the backyard on September the 28th, which was just like a couple of weeks ago. more on that story from so far from what I heard or what I've read is that the family doesn't believe that it was a suicide. So I'm going to, and if you, and Spirits, if you know more about that story, let me know as well. But right now, that's what I got. And that is your Ben Black Entertainment News. I named it Ben, y'all. I'm trying to come up with all these acronyms. And Spirits, if you haven't already, been aware, we're putting out, Kamau Empire is putting out YouTube videos every Friday. The YouTube, and now let me be a little bit more specific. These YouTube videos are from season 4, Business as Usual, Entrepreneurs and Artists, from my podcast, My First Amendment podcast. So they're being reintroduced because I have footage and some of the footage is not like all good and, you know, stuff like that. But they're being edited and they're being chopped up and we're doing the best that we can to make it look good. So I'm liking the way it's turning out. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns about it, definitely let us know. We are interested in hearing your thoughts. All right. Let's get into some business tips. Spirits, and I just want to say that this business tip is, in particular, has been recycled. I know it. You know it. Okay. But Kamau Empire is working with new clients, entrepreneurs, as well as artists. And we cannot, they cannot, we just, life in general cannot stress this enough. Create a business based on your personality. In other words, what are you good at? What do you like? This may be, you know, something that you really have to write down, really have to go into the back of your mind as a child. What was some of your favorite quirks and things about you? And how can you, you know, put that into a business and sell it, you know, and then find a need for it as well. And then just do it. Even if there is no need for it, just do it. You know, it's a need in your heart, so satisfy your heart. Okay? Okay. That is your business tip, Spirits. All right, let's move on to birthdays. That is so funny. We got Black Entertainment News, which I call Ben. Then we got Business Tips, which is BT. And then birthdays. So it's like BBB. BBB. All right, so birthdays. Y'all know it's Libra season. And again, you know, last episode I did give some tiny shout outs to some Libras, but I don't know, you know, like Libras right offhand, like their date of birth. And I apologize to my niece, first and foremost again, but Lariana, happy birthday, baby. According to Auntie Booney, if today is Monday and yesterday was Sunday, then your birthday was Saturday. And if today is the 9th and yesterday was the 8th, then your birthday was the 7th. That's what I'm going to go with. And if not, I told your mama to call me. I can't remember. I mean, I never knew, but I told your mama to call me. So I'm just waiting on that call. And then I know for sure. Okay. Kareem, which is Lariana's brother, baby brother. Happy birthday as well, baby. I did give you a shout out last week, but I didn't say your name. So Kareem and Lariana, my niece and my nephew. Happy birthday, babies. And then Gwendolyn Blocker. May she rest in peace. And happy birthday as well to her. She was a beautiful woman. She wrote poetry. And she was like 80-something years old. And she encouraged me to keep going with my poetry as well. So may she rest in peace. All right, Spirits. Let's talk my week. And I'm not going to really go into my week. I'm just going to tell you what I'm about to tell you. All right, so I'm really excited about this. This is the big news that y'all been waiting for. I don't know if it's the news that y'all been waiting for, but it's definitely the news that I've been waiting for. I'm real sick of it. You know, I'm real sick of it. And it's time for me to just really talk my talk. Yes, I've been going to therapy, but therapy ain't enough. And I feel like y'all are the right ones for me. And with that, we're going to continue to manifest good things and all of that. So in order for us to manifest good life and aspirations and affirmations and all that stuff, y'all, spirits, I'm going to start doing some bonus episodes. And not just start, okay? I am officially dropping bonus episodes. And then, what that means? Spirits are like, what does that mean? What does that mean? That means, basically, you're going to hear from me every week. What? Yes, I'm so excited. Yes. I'm literally putting my ears, my hair in the back of my ears, but I don't have any hair to do that. I mean, I have hair, but not to put, it's not down, it's in a ponytail, and for some reason, I'm trying to put it in the back of my ears, but there's no reason to do that. Okay, so what that means is, spirits, is that you're going to be hearing from me once a week now. So that means when episodes like this come out, I will be having a bonus episode to explain that entire episode, that breakdown, that interview, my thoughts, my feelings, and then also breaking down my week. So y'all are gonna really get to know me more, if that makes any sense. I'm so excited and I cannot hide it. So what that mean? Spirits of light. I still don't know what that mean, Kiki. So long story short story long. Today is the 9th. That means October 16th, you will receive your first bonus episode from me breaking down these last two episodes from my dad. And trust me, I got so much shit to say. Y'all gonna be like, oh, lo, this girl is crack. No, but for real, y'all need to hear it. It's time. It is time. Okay? In my Mufasa voice. But yeah, so October 16th is gonna enlighten you on what's going on with me and wrapping up I Got Daddy Issues. It's gonna wrap up I Got Daddy Issues. And Father Figure Part 1 and 2. And then we'll be back October 23rd, regular scheduled program, and more on that on the outro. Y'all like it? I'm excited. So let's get into this quote, get into this interview, and let's get into this outro so we can end this show. Let go. Interested in all of this rambling.
Without the story being told, then you won't look at my poetry and my art in a different way.
That's true.
You're going to look at me in a different way. See,
but can I interview you as an artist separately?
Yeah, let's take it up. See, but the,
and I already did that in season 3.
The art
and then took, in season 2 I interviewed you for PTSD. So my spirits know you.
Okay,
they
we're going back
here.
We're just going to stick with the father part.
Yes.
Okay, I don't need the art in that because I hadn't discovered the art. I knew.
They already know you as an artist. Remember? In season 3.
Okay.
When I interviewed you.
They don't know the art. They just know me as an artist.
They know you as an artist, but they didn't know how you got there. But we're going to get
there. Are we taking it
down? Let's talk about parenting. Yeah. So we were talking about you turning into drugs when you got when you got out of the Navy.
Yeah.
But I guess what I really wanted to go back to was how your parents affected you as a parent. But you're saying that it was the drugs that affected you as a parent.
When I look back, my parents didn't affect me as a
parent. Oh, okay. They didn't inspire you. Nothing you learned, nothing from them. Like to turn
my
to
grandma,
go into your, okay.
Which is to be disciplined on a child, teach the child thy ways, and they shall not fucking depart. And
what?
See, if you bring a child up in a certain structure,
yeah,
they have to make a conscious fucking decision to change from that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you bring them up in the absence of that structure, they got to learn now what structure is, because adulthood is about structure.
Okay.
They're not doing what the fuck you want.
So what you're saying, you did all that to make us stronger? I'm confused.
I did all what to make us stronger?
I'm trying to get to the point of you being a parent.
Oh, I'm saying all that made me realize the lack of parenting that was going on in my life.
Okay.
Yeah, the drugs made me realize, bitch, you ain't parenting at all. You just fucking
showing
up.
Yeah, so I was going to say, like, what was parenting like for you? Like, seeing your children at a young age, knowing that you're not being able to, like, really hang out with them, knowing that you're on drugs, all this good stuff happening. Like, what was that like for you in your head? Like,
confusing,
what was
confusing, because I'm still getting more children.
I mean, you had,
I got
many,
out of the Navy,
you had many women. How many women?
I had two children when I got out of the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And within 5 years, I had 7 children.
Okay.
So, this is what jits do. These are the people, the boys.
How many
trapped.
Women?
Hold on, I'm getting
there. Okay.
This is what jits do.
Okay.
Jits shit. In that void between boy and man, mm-hmm. they get trapped in that shit. And mm-hmm. Some of them never come out. Well, coming out at 26 with all the accolades of the military made me think I don't accomplish some shit.
Mm-hmm.
So now I got a chance to catch up on all the sex that I didn't have in the 8 years that I was in there. So
oh
I
my know. God, you ain't get do nothing in the military?
I had sex like 3 times in 8 years.
Daddy, please, it was a party.
Not where I was.
Oh,
was
no where party. I was.
It was a party if you were gay.
Oh,
some parties,
no.
Some gay parties. But if you ain't gay, and see, I didn't know nothing about a prostitute. That shit was
man.
Out of order. So we go all these places.
So what, you was on a boat full of dudes then?
Yeah, there were no women on the ship then.
Oh, okay, wow, I didn't know that.
I still be in the Navy today.
Okay, because I was going to say, it was a hard day on my day.
They have to push me out. Bitch, you got 40, 50 years in the Navy.
Yeah, trust me, everybody.
You got them goddamn women on board, you got mine.
And I think you should never mix, honestly, because it's too much of a partay.
It should mix because men have no control of themselves, and women emotionally lean on men, so they're going to lean on a man that's waiting to fucking drop their drawers, and where you going to end up?
I don't think the military should mix. But anyway, where are you saying?
I don't think it should mix either.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought you was
No, I said they should not mix. They should separate men and women back then. Yeah. Because it's all fucked up now.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. They ain't getting no work natural.
They're getting a lot of violence, pay and play shit going on. Like, motherfucking like social media. That shit, you can go in there and do some social media shit on the wall, see cameras in the wall, see what the lieutenants and the captains and the privates and
these
all that
days, you
doing.
Can't even yell at them no more, so they ain't doing shit no more. So.
But anyway. So once I got in the Navy, then I just started just went crazy. I went to nursing school, the LPN, and then shit went really to another level.
You became an even bigger whore.
These women just became fucking crazy. And I became crazier. So, bitch, I'm gonna be the lead of this fucking crazy train. Y'all, I'm gonna hit everybody who like me. They ain't fat. What time can I come to your house? And what time? I'm gonna tell you one story. And I ain't black. One night I had three sex with three different women
in
the
same
neighborhood. They ain't even know it.
In one night,
I was sneaking. But see, that's the coward. That's what men. Having a style with boys, when you think that women define you, your masculinity, and then you use women sexually to define your masculinity, mm-hmm. then you don't make no separation between you and the sex.
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't having sex, you're not a man.
Mm-hmm.
You feel you're not a man. Mm-hmm. You gotta have, and the more sex you have, the more man you have. Mm-hmm. So the more you fucking discriminately prostitute, creating babies that have a diminished future because that man who just fucking is not there of the consequences of his act, he not there to lead that child the way that child should be being. So that child just wanders, meanders, thinking like the Israelites in the wilderness, 40 fucking years, meander through life, and wake up one day realizing what a man is, 40, 45 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But all the other shit they were doing, that's been fucking practice.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you want to define for yourself what it is to be a man. And that no boy should have that kind of responsibility.
Right.
To define what it, my grandma defined for me what was a man.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about you. When we were growing up, you actually, you said that your parents didn't really implement teachings and education like that. But when you came around, you actually talked to us, me, Larry, Ebony, you talked to us a little bit about history. You taught us poetry and stuff like that. So what made you
despite the drugs, I knew Malcolm.
Mm-hmm.
And despite the drugs, I went high.
But
all
what
the time.
Made you like feel like, okay, I want to instill this in my children, but I ain't never even
when
around.
I read it.
Like, what was
when I read Malcolm, part? I knew that that's the only way you can live.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, and put that pride of history so that you know you. We the only colored people on the fucking planet that don't have a country.
I said, why did you want to instill that type of information in your children when
I
you weren't around as a father in the first
so
place?
So that they can
like,
live.
Why was that so important?
So, because they didn't need me in their life if you got this information.
Oh, that's how you feel?
That was my rationale.
That was your rationale.
Not that you don't need me, but I'm less important. If I can point you in a direction you need to go, I ain't got to be there to watch you.
How did that make you feel?
Baby,
you feel like you was doing a good job doing that?
I'm on drugs. I feel like I got to say this shit to stay on drugs. When you're on drugs, you just make up shit.
I love how real the nigga is.
You just make up shit. You have to make up shit. Cause in my intelligence, I knew, hey, this ain't going on. But I can't just, I ain't finna stop fucking with all these women that want to give me some pussy.
Right.
That's my, that's, that was, see, I'm driven by that.
Yeah.
They define me as a man.
So you, because I remember you telling me one time.
I should have looked at my children define me as a man.
Yeah, because I remember you telling me one time that you would have married this woman, whoever your favorite lady
Carol
was.
Brown,
okay,
Carol Brown.
Okay, it's Spears. He still know her name. Is that?
Oh, definitely Carol Brown.
But Carol Brown, you would have married her and like abandoned your children.
I'm
trying to figure this
not
out.
Not abandon them, mm-hmm. But your mama didn't want to let me see y'all for
right.
long,
motherfucker. But it seemed like children just wasn't at the forefront of your life.
No, they wasn't. And
right, and I'm trying to figure out why.
Because I was an addict.
But also,
from the time y'all were born,
the drugs, nothing said, I want to be there and I'm finna fight.
I had four dares to be.
Yeah, you did have four
dares. How can I be at all four of them?
Right.
And I realized if I could just give maybe a little bit, that might make a difference. But the drugs were saying, fuck pads.
Yeah.
Just bitch, get back with them when they're grown. I kept hearing that statement. You get with them when they're grown. I ain't thinking like, you know, I should have been debating with that shit, but I was like, okay, I'll get back with him. Put this flame to the shit.
Right.
But I felt bad. I was always feel bad. I was expecting you feel bad as a bitch when you got $700 when you start out and you got $0, and now you're going to tell your children what? Children are led by, you can lead children a lot by your gifts.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to lead them by your spirit. Mm-hmm. So I knew my spirit wasn't there, mm-hmm. So I got to have some money, a little money when I go there. To at least, let's say, let's go buy some cookies, some candy, some chips. When I can't say, let's go buy nothing,
mm-hmm.
Then I'm looking at, I see.
That still drives you, though. You're still like that with your grandchildren. You're like, if I ain't got no money in my pocket, I want to be around.
Because number one, they don't know me enough to value what my conversation. You might value my presence being with you up to a certain point, but that ain't what I want you to value. I need you to know what's in my mind.
Right.
So
you want to pass down the wisdom.
Pass down some wisdom so you don't have to fucking meander in life like Moses 40 years in the wilderness. But you hit the fucking interstate. What do they call that? The Autobahn. Pew! Bitch, ain't no looking back.
Right.
Yeah. Because the fundamental problems that I feel really bad about, I didn't transfer the information to y'all, number one. So therefore, consequently, you didn't turn out like you should have been, or could have been.
Mm-hmm.
You're good, but you're the exception. You're not the rule. Look at the other seven.
Mm-hmm.
So you're the exception. So I see. Just imagine all seven of them could have been on this level.
Mm-hmm.
See, you got a little bit from me, but the shit was in you, and you seen a little bit in me because. But they seen a little bit in me, but it didn't factor into their life.
Right.
You seen a little bit in me, and it factored into your life because it became part of you.
So let me. So I'm glad you said that, because let me ask you a question. I never asked you this before. Out of all your children together, are you not? So you're saying it's kind of same like you're disappointed in how they ended up.
No, I'm disappointed in me because I know y'all could have been higher on the socioeconomic level.
Where would you expect us to be, like, you know, I'm curious.
Okay, let's take the socioeconomic level.
Mm.
I would expect you to be higher on a conscious level of your place in this world.
Mm.
See, most black people don't know their place in the world. Black people in America think their place in the world is America.
Mm-hmm.
This is not your motherfucking place in the world.
Mm-hmm.
This is the last place you need to be, could be, should be, want to be,
mm-hmm.
because this is going to bring out all the elements of another whole group of people that enslaved us, colonize us, and that's not our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Just like we learn from rhythms that a group of people, that this married couple decided they would call hooked on phonics.
Mm-hmm.
That's we learn from a different rhythm. We live from a different rhythm.
Yeah.
We don't live from their rhythm.
Right.
But when you try to impose their rhythm on us, we can accept it, but it corrupts the fuck out of our soul.
Right. Okay, and
so
I agree.
My parenting issue, regret, is that I wasn't there to, and the drugs had me out
because
I gave the drugs permission. It's a Dracula thing. Once you invite them bitches in, they come in and take over.
Yeah.
They don't come in and just busy like, you know, see you later. No, bitch, I want this, and this.
Right.
Take it to the pawn shop right now.
Right.
So, but my regret is that I wasn't there to instill in my children the real core values of what it is just to be a human being.
Yeah.
That's my real regret.
And so now that you are a grandparent, Ooh. And you have many, 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 many grandchildren, like over 30.
I'm on the clock, bitch.
So what are some things that you want to instill in them now as far as teaching, love, discipline, and
discipline,
communication?
I can't teach them discipline because you have to do that.
Okay.
I can show them.
But I saw
example.
How you would, you know.
I can teach them by example, yeah. But as far as like, that's not really the main issue. My
what's
goal
your,
is.
What's your goal now?
My goal is to give them some sense of entrepreneurship while they're in school. Mm. So they can see school as a stepping stone to this vocation, this empire. Mm-hmm. Even if it ain't but 100,000 or
right.
50,000 or 30,000, whatever it is, it's your empire. I want my grandchildren to see that this government, by definition, I just learned this shit about 4 years ago, bro. Mm-hmm. I was looking to a man's eyes when I say this shit. Yeah. I just learned this shit about 4 years ago.
Why?
That democracy, by definition, has no rights to the responsibility, has no responsibility to the rights of minorities. Whereas a Republican government,
yeah.
France,
yeah.
I think Italy,
yeah.
A Republican government, a republic, has responsibility to the rights of minorities. But a democracy has no responsibility
yeah.
to the rights of minorities. And when I look back at my 70 years of life in review, I see that's exactly what the fuck they did.
It's amazing how they use words and spelling and how they break shit down using words
everything
and spelling.
Everything on this planet.
Yeah.
I'm you guys for a minute, I'll be like to parent. Everything about this planet, because this is about parenting, everything about this country is based on white supremacy.
Facts.
And we can never be equal. And white supremacy. That's like the Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan. You mad because he won't invite you to dinner and serve you equally.
Right.
It was the white people that exterminated and genocide through the Indians. It was the white people that brought us here.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
We damn sure ain't equal. We are better than them. How about this?
I'm saying that, but you know, we can't.
Some people argue that they're better parents. Though, because they don't beat their children, they don't discipline
what
them as
they
harsh.
Are is
so.
The legislators of the society that make up fucking rules like critical race theory. You're gonna make my fucking life a fucking theory and take the history out of my life. You take the realism out of my life. Now it's critical fucking theory. That's what they are, bitches who just take control and use the leverage of that power they have always, always to their means and their ends by any means necessary. So parenting to me is to equip my children, all children, suffer not the children to come unto me, because any child that comes unto me gonna get the word.
Okay.
Not
so,
shoved down their throat, but it's be like candy. They're gonna be eating the shit in the sweet and it tastes good to them because they're gonna understand.
They're gonna understand,
overstand.
So basically you wanna teach your grandchildren Malcolm X, Martin Luther King.
Because
that's what I was trying to
teach
get down to. Like, what
teach them Malcolm ways? You ain't got no shit about Malcolm.
Children gotta learn Malcolm ways.
You gotta know Malcolm ways. Mm. You ain't got no Booker T. Washington, but you know Booker T. Washington ways.
Gotcha.
See, it ain't about the person. It's about the principles and the practices that they stand on
that's
that
right.
makes them historical. Mm. See, you can take them out of the equation. What they did still lives.
Okay.
It ain't about the man. It ain't about me. It's about the fucking progress. Because this country has never given black people progress. What they have given us is concessions. Shit at the fucking game. Here's some popcorn, bitch. They cost you $15. But if you're down that goddamn store, they cost you $1 and something.
So we're still talking parenting. So let's talk about me and you, because we're about to wrap this up. I'm done talking. I can't keep going with this. You do too much.
I need my own show.
You really do. Like, honestly, I can start you a podcast. You can do this all day. Like, for real.
Kiki Kamau making me a podcast. What you call your people? Sisters?
Spirit.
They know gender definition?
No, because I don't do that. I just say spirits because we're all a spirit, and I'm not with all that because everybody want to be weird with gay stuff, and I ain't with that no more.
Masculine spirit.
I just say
spirit. I got to add the feminine.
Oh, you got feminine and masculine spirit?
Yeah,
that's
feminine,
fine.
Masculine spirit. God
feminine
can't
masculine.
Produce no goddamn
I'm just bringing everybody together because I don't got time for it.
Oh, so
yeah.
I like that. You're going to be in the moderator in the middle all the time.
Yeah. So anyway, let's talk about me and you as father and daughter.
Oh, are you ready for this conversation? Are you ready for the audience?
Yeah, we got a little bit more
hit
time.
Hit it, goddammit. Old school.
I don't even know what's about to happen. So let's talk about the truth.
Truth and reconciliation.
All right, then you go first. What's on your chest? Get it off your chest. 88.
Get it on my chest. Because see, okay, let's let the audience in on what's on my chest.
Okay.
You want to bring them into our living room?
Yeah. It's in the living room,
welcome
so we're doing
to the
it.
House. It was a question. Questions and issues of Kiki, Miss Kiki actually being my child bloodline.
Oh, we want to go there. Wow. Okay.
If the shoe fits, goddammit. If the slipper fits,
if the slipper fits. Okay. So let's start it off with when I was 9 years old and you told me straight to my face that I was not your child.
I was never that rude.
Right. You told me straight to my face. You said that's why you're not my daughter. Because I was mad at you. Because you gave Larry, my brother, a whooping. And I did not like that. And
you didn't like me whooping his ass?
No, because I was my brother.
Straight up to the microphone card, gave the audience to hear that he needed a lot more ass whooping than
he
that.
He did, but that was my brother.
I did more like my brother regardless of who it was.
And to us, you was nobody. So you weren't going to come in our house beating on nobody. So
and
I told,
where you was living at then?
That's how we felt.
In the project?
Yeah, we felt like you.
No, you got on Brook Street, maybe.
No, that's how we felt. That's what I told you. I said, don't be putting your hands on my brother.
I was there more than I was gone.
Yeah, but at the same time, the way Larry, my brother, would train me and Ebony, it was like, I'm your motherfucking daddy, and Big Larry ain't shit. So when he here, it's this, and then when he gone, it's me. And that's how it was. So when you was there, we were just pretending because, in all honesty, like, Larry was running
the house. I have to accept that collective damage that I did from not being there and from being on drugs and not being clear, and not just because not being clear made me not there.
Yeah. So, yeah, you told me to my face that I wasn't your child. And that's fine because then you also told me again when I was like 26 years old. So.
Well, straight where did I get face. That information from?
My mother, my according to you. But as a man, you can't see my characteristics and attributes and be like, oh, yeah, that's mine. That belonged to me.
When you was born, you ain't had no characteristics but of a brown-skinned girl. So, right, you can't get brown-skinned out of two black-ass goddamn people.
That's a lie.
I mean, you can, but not all the rest of
cousin, why cousin April daughter light skin as hell? Like,
who?
Katara.
Who's her daddy? I don't know who her daddy is.
Supposed to be Johnny. And he's same
ain't
color.
Johnny brown skin?
Kind no. Of
he lighter than you?
He's your color. You, him and April, the same color. And they birthed a child that's almost Marley color.
I'll say DNA.
Black people produce everything.
That's what I'm trying to explain to him, but this man, I'm not your daddy.
I understand the men.
Okay, so let's talk about it. Let's talk about
theory of genetics. But, gee, I went in the Gregor Mendel theory of genetics when I was 26 and you were born.
That's my story.
I don't care. That's fine.
I went in a science-based mood. I was in an emotional-based mood.
You got to put that.
Because guess what your mom would say?
You put whatever you want.
Okay. What my mama said, because my mama used to tell me that Reggie was my daddy. She told me that Ron was my daddy, but she also said that you was my daddy too. I had three daddies.
Well, when you tell me that, you ain't got
all
two.
Powers combined.
You ain't got but two, because I'm gonna take myself out of the equation.
Okay.
And that was the
emotion. So you didn't want to be my daddy because I had two daddies.
Where do I fit in at?
So I can't have three daddies. What's wrong with you?
I'm in emotional state. I'm 20-something years old.
I get it, Marley, but I'm saying these men, Reggie was actually there for, like, me. I don't know about Ebony and Larry because, you know, he didn't consider them. But he wasn't touching on me. It wasn't like how you talked about. It wasn't like that. He was a real father figure. A real father figure.
That's great.
So why I couldn't have all y'all? I'm just not being honest. Like, why I couldn't have all y'all?
That sounds crazy.
No, one thing is, as a man, I felt... My definition of a man then is, they can't accept you as your father, and that's the motherfucking man that got my pussy. Now I'm supposed to be friends with him?
I mean, no, you're not supposed to be friends, but you're supposed to, like...
There ain't no
like, okay.
That's what I'm saying. That's your daughter. Take her.
Wow. That's
the emotional level I was on.
That's the emotion of you. That's your daughter.
Bound,
take her.
I'm bound by drugs and sex. Mm-hmm. Both of them, I'm using both of them to define me as a man. You cannot use nothing outside of you.
I ain't mad at you.
No, I'm just telling you the truth. So if you are mad, you're going to have to get over it.
No, I ain't mad. No, I get it. Like, as an adult now, as a mother now, I get it.
That's the tragedy of not having somebody in your life to explain what the fuck you really doing, not having that mirror. Mm-hmm. See, that's what's really lost in this generation. They ain't got no mirrors.
Right.
There's no mirror.
Right. What else about me and you?
Well, the
How do you feel about us now?
I grew up, because we're about to wrap this up. I was staying in the household, which even when I was there, I didn't treat you no different.
No, you didn't.
So I grew up.
I never forget you taught me how to stop sweat. You or stop bleeding. You because I fell when we were walking somewhere and I skinned my knee and you took sweat off your hand, off your forehead, and you put it on my knee and you pressed it up against my knee and it just stopped bleeding. And I was like, and I do it to my children now to this day. See, that's all you gotta do.
You don't think that's bullshit.
So I learned that from you. But I mean, you, I remember some things, but I just want to know, like, as where we are now in a relationship. Oh,
and
how do you
think about it? See, because a lot of people probably going through or have gone through this of who's the father in the same household. But the reality of it is, as a man, if it comes through that woman to that house, that's your child.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up, we had a saying, you feed him long enough, they'll look like you. Because it was common.
Yeah.
Because men were treated and brought up and conditioned to be the men of responsibility for their family. Mm-hmm. It was brought to be there when you're there and not there when you ain't there.
When
I was growing up, because
it was like that.
The concept of what happened in slavery was so, we still living under that.
Mm-hmm.
Slavery was gone, as they can say. The chains were gone, and the whips were gone in the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
But the shit was still, we were still living it.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question, because this is a really good question I'm about to ask you. Because it sounds like you're saying, based on history, based on drugs, based on the fact that your parents were colored, based on the fact that you were trying to identify yourself as a man by having sex with multiple women, that you just lack as a parent. But what do you say to those men that are in your age that actually turned out to be really great dads? What do you say to those men? How they didn't miss that boat? They got on the boat.
I said I have to tip my hat to them with the greatest amount of respect to not have fallen into those minefields that I fell into. If I hadn't fallen into them, I walked into them openly. I remember cracking. This shit ain't gonna do me that way. This shit ain't gonna fucking do me that way. I'm thinking, you know what I was thinking about?
Right.
I done ran with the fucking most wickedest fucked up white people on a carrier out the sea.
Right.
On the other side of the fucking planet.
So I'm gonna hit this train.
This shit
ain't gonna do nothing.
It ain't gonna make me do like that.
I ain't addicted to nothing.
Next thing you know?
A nothing, Jesus.
It's who outside? Who that is outside? You know what outside, brother? It's you. It's
coming. You gotta.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot.
It's not being recorded, Dad. You got to be on the mic. But yeah, I mean, it's being recorded, but not visually. That's why you got to stay to the mic. Oh my gosh.
I'm practicing for my
movie.
Tell your spirits I'm practicing for my movie.
We are wrapping this up.
Let me get to the best part.
Okay.
The best part of it. Let me leave you with principles.
Yeah, because you got to the principles, I wanted to wrap up our relationship.
But I'm going to give you the last principle, then you can wrap it up.
Okay.
See, now you get to the package, so all of it is in there.
It's
if you just wrap it up without the principle going to be hanging out the package.
You got it. Thank you very
much. The principle of parenting, one of the principles of parenting is children are not responsible for being there. So children cannot be held at fault or at ransom or at hostage.
And your children do not belong to you. I remember you saying that.
Yeah, well, children don't belong to you. That's an earlier conversation. You have been gifted with the ability to administrate their life until they are able to do it for themselves.
Right.
And the more people saw that, they would look at their children differently instead of seeing, oh, you're a negative reflection of me and feeling a certain type of way. This is where I'm failing.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to pick up on my fucking game. So you can pick up on your game.
Yes.
But if they see it as a failing of just the child themselves, they don't see that. That's the truth. When you look inside and be honest with yourself, that's your failing.
Mm-hmm.
Not children. Because just like black people and white people, everything we learn from white people, everything the child gets, he gets from his family environment.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily the parents. Because if the parents are not the dominant force or voice in their life, they're going to get it from the dominant force or voice in their life.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm done now.
Okay. So what's your final thoughts on me as a parent based off of your parenting style?
Mm-hmm. My first thought is you have a European kind of like style of parenting.
Oh, you're talking about like white people?
It really ain't bad. But you give them history. You give them culture. You give them alternatives. You give them...
How is it like
European? You give them their own voice.
Mm-hmm. But how's it like?
Color the Negroes don't do that.
Mm.
No, they don't do that. Mm. You give them their own voice. And that's the most important thing. After giving them a foundation, mm-hmm. now you give them a voice.
Mm-hmm.
The foundation is the identity. Mm-hmm. Give them their identity. And your children have identity. I can't really tell from Lena, but Kyra has her own identity. And I try to put words in Kyra's mouth.
She won't let.
This
she's a Leo.
Saying.
She ain't gonna.
And I'm like,
this
will happen. Self-actualize. She knows who in the hell she is right now. And I'm like, that is so good. That's great. That's amazing.
She be doing me like that.
That's amazing.
So like, okay.
Well, when I seen y'all videos, I seen it. You can't get a regular child to do that.
Mm-mm.
You have to be. And she did it in a comedic way.
Yeah.
So you weren't just reading your shit off of, you was in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy. You was in the moment of your acting scene.
Mm-hmm.
He seen that, have you showed him?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Those videos, the comedy videos of you say something, she says something about, you really are. Now you really ain't, but you really are. Kyra keeps saying, contradicting what you're saying.
Oh, what video was that? The TikTok. Okay,
yeah.
So he's talking about my TikTok experience.
You got to be a self-actualized child.
Yes.
You got to be in the moment of who you are from now on to do some shit like that.
Yeah, well, I try to raise her that way.
So my mark to you as a parent is European with A+.
I'm getting
European
better.
Based.
When you first came into my life, you didn't like, you didn't think it was good, but now you're saying it's getting better.
Because you used to curse at him a lot.
I did use curse.
Yeah,
I'm private military, so I'm going to curse. I curse at every.
You know, you only want to curse if you want to continue to curse. But if you see that as a problem, then it's your responsibility to fucking solve it.
Yeah.
You can't see it as a problem. Well, that's who I am. And keep going, motherfucking going. No, bitch.
Well, spirits, it is time to go again. And you know what? I cannot wait until next week. Spirits, definitely stay tuned for the next episode, because you're going to like really get to know me. You're going to really get to understand and really understand why the who's, the what's, the when's, the where's, the how's, the why's. Okay? Okay. I hope you learned something, and I hope you were inspired to change for the better. And I also hope you like the show. If so, please let us know. Feel free to comment. Don't forget to hit that like. And also hit that bell ringer so you can know when the next show. I did not ask any questions in the beginning of the inauguration. But if you listen to the episode, I remember saying, why couldn't I have three daddies, right? Why couldn't I have three daddies? So, spirits. The outro question for this week is, can you have more than one daddy? You can have a daddy, a pappy, and a zaddy. You feel me? Like, you can have all of them. I don't understand why you cannot. And if you don't agree, feel free to let me know. And if you do agree, then also feel free to let us know with the handles that are coming up soon. All right, so spirits, we talked about artist spotlight. You know, it's so many artists I'm surrounded by in my little circle. And like I said, I get my artist spotlights from scrolling through Instagram and looking at people's Instagram and being like, man, who is working the hardest? So this person's supposed to have been gotten an artist spotlight from me, but now I definitely got to give it to them. Miss Riri Baby. Re-baby. I don't know why. I don't get mad at me. But Miss Re-baby. Yeah. No, but for real, spirits, honestly, check her out on Instagram. Who is Re-baby? And that's probably why I'd be messing her name up, because it's who is Re-baby on Instagram. So I'd be like, Re-re. All right. Anyway, so definitely check out Re-baby. She was in the bonus episode for Leo Season podcast during season 4. And we have got to sit down and have a full interview with her, because not only is she a Leo, but she is a hardworking woman. I love this woman, and I really want to get the ins and outs on her. So definitely follow her on Instagram at Who Is Rebaby. That's WHOISREEBABY. And then you can also find her on YouTube as well at Rebaby. Literally just Rebaby. And then she also have an album, Spirits, called Florida Summer 2. So definitely go check that out. And then she has a new single with a new, it's not really a new single, but she has a single out with a new music video called Act Up. So don't make her act up if you don't go check it out. Don't make me act up either. And that is our artist spotlight. Now, onto our entrepreneur company spotlight. I want to give a huge shout out to LTM Creative Lounge. And the reason why is because the CEO and founder of LTM Creative Lounge is Kimba, which is the artist also known as Kimba on the drums. But this woman is not just an artist. She is an entrepreneur. And I want to make sure she is highlighted most and particularly because if it wasn't for, you know, Creative Lounge, Kamau Empire wouldn't be able to shed light on a lot more artists and entrepreneurs. So we thank you, LTM Creative Lounge. You can check them out on Instagram as well. And then LTM Creative Lounge TV or Creative Lounge TV on Instagram and then on YouTube as well. So that is Kimba. Spirits, you know, the next episode is going to be October 23rd. As far as like officially, but then be on the lookout for that bonus episode. Yeah, October 16th. But then, you know, October 23rd, we are coming back with a special guest and a new topic. We're talking co-parenting with Dave B 813. And I can't wait to do a full interview on him as well. We got to introduce him. We got to let the spirits know. Okay, but spirits, you know, you heard it from my dad. You heard everything. That was officially his whole saga on parenting, okay? So definitely check out my dad, Old School Poet, on Facebook, Old School Poet Kamau. On Instagram, it's just Old School Poet. He does not have a Twitter. He does not have a YouTube. He does not have a TikTok. And when I tried to give it to him, you know what? That's on the bonus episode. Just be on the lookout. All right, as for me, you can find me as an artist on Facebook at That Girl in Orange, on Instagram, Miss Kiki Kamau at That Girl in Orange, and on YouTube, Miss Kiki Kamau. You can also check out our business page if you are looking for branding, marketing strategies, podcast building, business startup, as well as flyers, logos, and so much more with graphic designing. Please check us out on Facebook at Orkia Kamau. That is O-R-K-I-Y-A-K-A-M-A-U. On Instagram at Kamau Empire C-P-R. And on YouTube at Kamau Empire C-P-R. Well, spirits, we do not have any official, like, upcoming I'm lying. We do. We have some upcoming events. Let me put those out there really quick before I wrap this up. You already know LTM Creative Lounge has third Wednesday open mic every month. Third Wednesday open mic night every month. It now has a new location. And also, Create the Vibes, fourth Friday of every month. Create the Vibes, fourth Friday of every month. At the same location, and I'll be giving that out as well. Well, spirits, it has been fun, and you know, I gotta run. Thank you so much for your mind, and until next time, I look forward to speaking to you. I look forward to empathizing with you, and I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, fly high, spirits. I am a match for you. I get the crowd lit after you. Yeah, that is what masters do. They say she a poet, now a rapper too. Ooh, ooh, how she so confident. Try to tell y'all her confidence. Say her poetry nonsense. Using explicit, she is not God sent. But I'm still here. And I think I made that very clear. Okay.
I'm still here, I'm still here, I'm still here, I'm still here. Hey! I'm still here. Oh. I'm still here, I'm still here. I'm understand.